This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The biggest of banks report quarterly profits this week, with JPMorgan Chase kicking things off tomorrow. The Federal Reserve has been dithering, which has been a challenge for banks, Marketplace's Annie Baxter reports.
Low interest rates let banks borrow cheaply. They're not paying much interest on deposits these days. And low rates can help boost lending. Shannon Stem, an analyst at Edward Jones, says the way those two things play together is important.
To the extent that banks borrow money at shorter-term rates and then they tend to lend out the money at longer-term rates, like a mortgage, for example, they make money, you know, by earning the difference between those two.
The hitch? Banking consultant Bert Ely says loan rates have dropped more than deposit interest rates, which really can't go any lower.
What the effect has been over recent years is to squeeze down that differential between what they collect and what they pay out in interest, and that, in effect, has reduced the bank's revenue.
Ely wants to see how banks are dealing with that continued pressure on profitability. Will they cut more branch offices or workers? He'll also look at banks' exposure to the oil industry, which has been walloped by low prices. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.